Today's shares Masechta Menachos Daf Pei Aleph. We will begin on Daf Pei Amud Beis, 15 lines from the bottom. Simen Lamudim Midas Ala Shai Shachin the Dama the Cholash Mutter Tamura Bechutz Chizkia Hifresh Chatos Laacha Yoser. In our previous shear, the Gemara had discussed the situation where somebody had brought where the Torah tied up. The animal that had been designated for the Kamatayda got mixed up with a Tamura. And now one of them died, and we have one left. And we don't know what to do with the one that's left. Because if it's a Taida, then it has to be brought with the Chalas, with the 40 Chalas. But if it's a Tamura, it's not brought with those Chalas. Therefore, the Gemara was perplexed and didn't have really what to do with it. So says the Gemara, Amr Lamedim, and the Rishonim explained that Lamedim is Levi. But what's interesting to point out is that in our very Gemara, he's called Lamedim, and soon we're going to have the Gemara mention Levi itself. And therefore the question is, when is he called Lamedim, and when is he called Levi? And the Rishonim explained that when he was speaking to Talmidim, he was called Lamedim. But when he's speaking to another colleague alone, then he's called Levi. It says the Gemara, Am Lamedim l'fnei Rebbe. So Lamedim said in front of Rebbe, V'laisi, says the Gemara, why do we not have any options? V'laisi lechem, the carbon that's left alive, he should bring lechem, v'lema. And it should make the following statement. If the animal which is still alive, Taidahi, is a carbon Taida, ha lachma. So perfect. It's a carbon Taida. And as we keep on repeating in Ashurim, the lacha requires that you bring lechem with it. Vi laf. And if it's not a Taida, lepik lechulin. Let the lechem go out the chulim. In other words, he should be magdish to lechem with a stipulation. If it's lechem, if it's carbon toy, then I have to bring. And if not, I should not have to bring it. And Rashi goes on to say, when he'll come to eat the lechem, it'll be the same. He'll say that if this is the toy de lechem, so I'm treating it like toy de lechem, and I will eat it together with the I'll eat it with all the stipulations that come with a carbon toida. And if it's not a carbon, it's not toida lechem, then I'm eating it anyway, maybe with those stipulations. And of course, the Rishonim continue to point out that halacha will be that one will have to be limited to eat it with the halachas of the toida lechem, and will have to give it to the kohen. And the kohen will get one of each, which we know is the halacha by the lechem of the toida, and the kohen will also eat it like the lachmei toida. So why is that not a good piece of advice? Says the Gemara, that isn't an option, because we would have a new situation, and that is v'chi machlisin chulon lazara. On the outside chance that it's not lechem toida, so that we're bringing chulon to lazara. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to bring chula lazara. And the Rishonim point out, of course we bring chula lazara. What happens when the Yisrael comes to Azara? He wears his regular clothing, and that clothing is chulin. So I saw a number of pshatim the Rishonim. When something is brought to the Azara, and it's obvious not kodesh, Chazal weren't so concerned. But here we're not quite clear what is it. Since we're not so clear what it is, it's much more of a concern that people will think that it's Kodesh when it's really not Kodesh. That's one pshat. Another pshat I saw is that, as we just finished explaining, we're going to have to treat it both ways, as if it's Lechem of Toida and if it's not. And if it's lechem of toida, it requires tenufa. And what the Gemara means to say is, doing tenufa on something which is not requiring tenufa is a violation of chulin ba'azara. Moreover, Tosfos Masechet Chulin, based on this Gemara, says that from here we see that the issa of chulin ba'azara is issa deraisa, because here we're faced, as we started our shiur today, with a dilemma. We have this animal, we don't know what to do with it. So if the issa of chulin ba'azara is issa deraisa, so therefore we understand that we can't just come up with an option that violates this of chulin ba'azara. But if chulin ba'azara is only drabonin, and we're faced with this situation, then of course the issur of leaving kachim not taken care of would be more important than chulin ba'azara. But then I saw that the opinion of the Urayim is that it is an issur drabonin. But he says that what is the reason for, that drabonin made an issur on chulin ba'azara? He says the reason the rabbanon made a gzeira a chulin ba'azara is because Chazal were concerned about treating kachim with the proper respect. And that issue of treating chulin with the proper respect is so important that it would override even the problem that we have with this kachim. It says the Maravalaisa Behem Mavalachem. So I asked the Gemara. The Gemara is still seeking for some type of option. So the Gemara says, let's bring another animal and let's bring lechem v'lema. Yehach the kaima tamurihi. If the animal that is alive is the tamura, so I'm bringing a new animal, ha toidah v'alachma. V'yach the kaima toidahi. And if the animal that survives is the carbon toidah, so now I'm bringing the lechem. I, the new animal, v'atahav yishlamim. The new animal will be considered shlamim, and therefore will be okay. Amalei, says the Gemara, because we don't know really what's happening, what are we going to have to do, says the Gemara? What we're going to have to do is that this animal, this new animal that we brought, we're going to have to treat it with as if it's a toida, where it really may be a shlomim. But we know that the halacha is that there's a very big difference between the amount of time of shlomim and toida. A toida could only be eaten the yoyim v'layla, one day and one night, and a carbon shlomim can be eaten 2 days in a night. And by not knowing what this is, this new carbon, which is really perhaps a shlomim, is only going to be eaten one day. And what that means is, mishum de kamamat lachil de shlomim. You're going to cause that the shlomim should be eaten for less time than it's supposed to be eaten. And that's something the Chazal never wanted to let happen. There's the concept of emavi and kachon based psul. We don't want to bring a situation where the kachim may not be able to be eaten. Amalei Levi le Rebbe, says the Gemara. So again, the Gemara assumes another option. Let's bring another animal. If the animal that survives is tamura, so again, this new animal is the kamtoin and it's lachim. This animal is. This lechem is being attached to that surviving animal. The animal that we are now designated should be considered meisa toida. Amalei, so Rebbe said to Levi when he made this comment, says, it looks like he's a person that doesn't have any brains. This option is not an option. Why is it not an option? We can designate an animal to be a carbon toida. We could designate an animal to be a carbon shlomim. The definition of a meisa toida, as we discussed extensively in our previous year, is that we have a toida, and different situations occurred that made this animal into a meisa toida. But you cannot go and originally designate an animal as a carbon toida. And therefore, that option is not a valid option. Our Gemara just used a very sharp language. The Rebbe said, "Kemedumeli sheinlei mark b'kat kadoi," as if he doesn't have any brains. So how do we understand this statement? So, of course, we know that everybody has to always speak nicely. But the Chav Shior tries to explain this Gemara. He says that we're speaking about a Rebbe and a Talmud situation. And when we're talking about a Talmud, it is the job of a Rebbe to make the Talmud grow. And if a Talmud says something, what the Rebbe thinks is completely incorrect, it becomes the Rebbe's obligation to try to get the Talmud to understand that he's not on the right track. I saw Reb Aaron and the Mishnah Reb Aaron around Kotler says that that's the main point of a Rebbe. The Rebbe is supposed to see what can he do to bring out the best of his Talmidim. And if he sees the Talmud is on the wrong track, so from here, his goal is to bring out the best in the Rebbe, in the Talmud. And if the way to bring out the best in the Talmidim is by speaking in this sharp language, and that will be a way for the Talmud that every time he says something to think again, is what I'm saying correct or is what I'm saying incorrect? That's something that's permissible to be done. Says the Gemara, Yosef, Rav Yitzchak ben Shmuel, ben Maaseh, Kamei, Rav Nachman, but Yosef come up. He's still trying to come up with an option in this difficult situation. V'leisah behem v'lechem. Let's bring another animal and lechem. V'leiman, he should say. Yach the kaima tamurhi. If the animal that's here is a tamura, ha toid v'lechma. So this is the animal that I have is a toida, and this is the lechem. Great. Yach the kaima toidahi, the new animal. Yach the kaima toidahi, if the animal that's here is a toida, the new animal, halachma. But the heavy tamura, and this animal should be considered a tamura's toida. And as we discussed in our previous shiur, a tamura's toida is brought without the lechem. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Ani Mari, answer me, why is this considered an acceptable approach? Abon bekasve, the kosher, we know that making a tamura is a lav. The Torah says, Lo yamirenu. One is not allowed to make a substitute. And the Torah goes on to say, Vimhama yamar yisoy. And if somebody makes a tamura, vahayahu usmarasu yakoidish. So to give an option that involves making a tamura, of course, is not an option. Says the Gemara, Eilah Cholish. Eilah was not well. Olagabe Abai v'rabonon d'rabonon. Abai and Rabonon went to visit him. V'yasvi kamri. And they're discussing. And they said, Im isa l'rab yoichran. What Rabbi Yochanan taught us on Daf Ayin Chesam Beis, the Omer, that if somebody brings the lechem outside the Chometz Azara Kadosh, it could be still Kadosh. So we go back to the original solution that we began with. Laisi lechem, bring lechem, v'laisi chutzlas Chometz Azara, bring it outside the Chometz Azara, so we don't have the problem that we discussed of bringing chulal Azara, v'leima. Ihach the kaima toidehi. If the animal that's here is toida halachma viloy, and if this it's not a tamur, if it's not the original carbon toida, and it's only the tamura, so lepik lechulin, let this bread be taken out to chulin. And since the lech was never brought to the azara, the problem that we discussed a few moments ago of chulin by azara is not applicable. So why isn't that a solution? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Ika Abba Lahanif. Says the Gemara, there isn't an option just to leave the Lechem Chutz Lazara. Because the four Chalas that we say are given to the Kayin, there's an obligation to do Tunufa on the Chalas. So, Hey Chalavid, so what is the option? Linfoy of Roy, to do the Tunufa outside the Azara, that isn't an option. Because Lefnei Hashem Ksiv, the Pasuk says the Tunufa has to be done in the Azara. Gavoy, to say that we should do the tenufa in the Azara, so that also is not an option, because we just finished saying that these lechem might be chulin, and therefore we'll have the concern of kamayel chulin Azara, hilchach this option lo efshir. Says the Gemara again, the Gemara keeps on trying to come up with an option. Maskula Rav Sheshes Brei Deravidi, im isa de Chizkia, if what Chizkia taught us in Daf Ayin Ches is correct, that if somebody brought 80 chalas, kachu arboim tach shmainim, that his opinion is that 40 are going to have kedushas lechem, and the other 40 are just there for backup, that if something happens to those 40, they will be available. So now, laisi behema, bring another animal, v'laisi shmainim, and now bring 80 chalas, badop, v'leima, ihach the kaima toidehi, if the animal that the surviving animals are carbon taida and her nami, and this animal that I'm bringing now is also a taida. So her shmoinim. So we have now 80 chalas, the tavayu. They should all be used for the two animals. 40 for the surviving animals, for the surviving animal, and 40 for the new carbon taida. Vi hach the kaima. But if the surviving animal is a tamura, ha taida, the new animal that we now brought is a taida, for ha lachma, and this is the lechem, for the kachlu abayim tach shmeinim, and Chizkiya holds that I could bring 80 out of, I could bring 80 with only having intention to use 40. So why isn't that a option? So Tosfos asked that we learned that the machloikas of Chizkiya and Yochanan is only where he said that he brought 80 chalas. But if he said that I'm using 40 out of the 80, everybody will agree that it's okay. So why weren't we able to do this? So they answer that there is a case where he meant 40, only 40, but here we're not saying that. He may use all 80. Answers the Gemara, Mishun Dekomemat Bachila the Arba. In other words, what the Gemara says is that the 80 chalas, we're going to end up giving 8 as the Truma of Lachmei Toida. Because we are concerned, as we just said, that there might be here 2 carbon toidas, and therefore all 80, 40 plus 40, are Lachmei Toida, from which each you have to give 4 to the Kohen. So what happened is that if there's 2 carbon toidas, we have 8. If there's only 1 carbon toida, so then what we're worried about, that there might not be enough kahanim to eat those 8 chalas, because what's going to happen is, if the chalas, the second 40, are not needed, and they won't get eaten up, because you have this time frame, we're going to end up with baal tashkas. Because if they're chulin, there's no time frame by which they're eaten. If they're carbon tied, there's a time frame. And our Gemara is teaching us that there's a mitzvah, that there's an aveira about tashkas. And in fact, the Rambam paskins that kola koitzitz ilan machal derish oschosa. If somebody destroys a tree in a destructive manner, malka, he gets malkus, loikish, nemlois chashkas es eitza. And then the Rambam continues, Loi halil bonus levad. This halacha doesn't only apply to trees. A kolam shabik kelim, if somebody breaks vessels, the korei baragodim or tears clothing, the hoiris binyan, destroys a building, the sois samayin, or stops a spring, the mabed macholus, or destroys food, derech hashchose, in a destructive manner, over batashchus. And the Rambam continues, even though we have this issa about tashkus, ava'ena loika al makas medivrayim. So here we see that there's an issa about tashkus, and that's what the Gemara is concerned here, that we may come to about tashkus. But we have here a very interesting phenomena, because here it's only, there's 2 things that should counter this. Number one, it's a suffix. There's a suffix if we're going to end up with baal tashkas. We may not end up with baal tashkas. And moreover, as the Rambam keeps on saying, the purpose that when is baal tashkas an isser, when you do it derish hashchasa, when you do it in a destructive fashion. Here, it's not destruction. There may be, it may not be. And from here we see, says, I saw the silence, Juvis Imri Yosha says this, and others say this, that, for example, if there's a person who's not sure if he has to do Kriya, the halacha is he should not do the Kriya, because the issue about Tashkis is such a serious issue that we should avoid doing about Tashkis at all cost, even if it's about Tashkis. And this because we, and furthermore, from we see from the Rambam that a few points, that baal tashkas is certainly, in our Gemara, it's food, but it's not only limited to food. And then I saw that the Paiskim, the Shas Chuvas Yala, has a way of avoiding the Baltashka's problem. He says the way to avoid the Baltashka's problem is if we see that it's not getting eaten up, we should be mafkarit. And the halach is that when you mafka something, maybe there isn't an issue about tashkus. And from here we see that even by hefker, if it's something edible and something that could be used and you want to destroy it, that also might be included in the isser about tashkus. Amalei, so the Gemara still attempts to come up with a solution. So Amalei Rav Ashi Lakana, and Yisrael Rav Yochanan, and what Rav Yochanan taught us himself to tomorrow, Daf Chaf Hem Beis, Domer, he teaches us like this. Hifish Chatz Muberes V'yolda, if somebody designated a pregnant animal for Karmel Chaltis, Rotsa Bamaskaper, the owners could choose to use the mother, Rotsa Bavlada Maskaper, or could use the baby. So ask the Gemara, Lysa Behem Muberes, let's bring a pregnant animal, we should be magdish that animal for Karmatoida, V'yamta Loya Shetelet, wait till it has a baby. Not bring 80 chalas along. Make the following declaration. If the animal that survives is tumura, the animal that I designated, the baby should be a tumura. And the 80 chalas I bought, the tavayu will be for the mother and the baby. If the animal that survives a taida, hanami taidahi, this animal's a taida, vashmainim the tavayu, and the 80 chalas will be 40 and 40, vaf lahavim, and the baby will be maisa taida, that we learned doesn't require to have lachim. Amalei, so Rav Kahana said to Rav Ashi, man leimel and dam Rav Yochanan, who says that Rav Yochanan holds that im shairoi, if at the time you were magdish the mother, you said explicitly something about the mother and the baby separately, and therefore meshuyer. That's what you said. We're learning that you can be magdish the mother and the baby. Dilma, maybe that isn't halachically acceptable. In shaira and meshurim, you can't just designate the baby as a separate carbon taida. And the Rav Yochanan that said you can use the baby, dama adam skaf v'shchach kaddish. You could choose to use the baby. But not that you can make the baby into the mother into two separate kabbonis. Says the Mara Ravina Ikla de Hora. Ravina came to the city of Mahoraya. Amalei Rav Dimi Berei de Rav Hanunim de Raya Ravina. V'leisa Behema. And the Gemara again, one more solution. Leisa Behema. V'ayma Harelei Taida. A person is accepting upon himself to bring a karma taida. V'leisa Behema Achrita. And now bring another animal. So now we have three animals in front of us, the surviving animal and these two animals. Now bring another two, 80 chalas. If the original animal, that surviving animal, is a tumura, these two new animals are taida, and these 80 chalas tavayu. If the surviving animals are taida, for her, the Amri, and this that I said are a lie, namel avataida, vavashmainam tavayu, and the 80 chalas will be for that surviving animal, for one of the new animals, and he should say, v'idach tavilach rayis, that the third animal is only used for a backup, and we learned that a backup doesn't require chalas. Amalei, so Ravina said to Rav Dimi, what this involved means to bringing a new carbon, making a new nether. And now, and the halach is that one should always try to avoid making the darim. But what we're doing here is making the darim. And therefore, says the Gemara, giving a solution that involves making the darim is not a solution that the Gemara finds acceptable. Says the Mishnah, I'm a Reilei Taida. If somebody accepts upon himself to bring Taida, Yavihu, the animal, the Karma Taida, Velachma, should be brought from Chulin. The Sugya that we're beginning to discuss is the Sugya of Maisi Sheni. And just to explain, There's Maisa Rishon, which is 10% of all produce should be given to the Levi. When that 10% of Maisa Rishon is given to the Levi, it's considered full-fledged chulin. The question is about Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, we know in the first and the second, and the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we take Maisa Sheni, another 10%, and that is taken up to Yerushalayim to be eaten. But we have a Machlokes Tanoim, in our sugya and other sugyas in Shas, is Maisa Sheni considered Mamre Gavoya, something that belongs to Hegdish or Mamre Hegid? And now, that's going to be the sugya over here. Because as we're going to learn, that you have to use, or you may only use, chulin to fulfill your obligations. So the question is, can you use Maisa Sheni? Is Maisa Sheni considered something owned by the owner? And since it's something owned by the owner, he could use the Maisa Sheni funds to bring a carbon? Or is Maisa Sheni considered chulin? And if Maisa Sheni is considered kodesh, that you can't use it to fulfill your obligation. And therefore says the Gemara, Maimarei Toida, if somebody pledges to bring a carbon Toida, and also to bring, obviously, with it the 40 chalas that we have to bring, the halach is we should bring it from the chulin. Because as we said, and we're going to continue learning in our sugyas, kol davar shebechayva, anything that you're obligated to bring, and this is something that you're obligated to bring, you obligated yourself to bring a carbon Toida, the halach is ein abo element of chulin, you may only bring it from the chulin. But if somebody says, Toida alayman achulin, he obligates himself to bring the Toida from chulin funds, the lachma min ha-meister, but he says he's going to use meister sheni funds to bring the lachem, yavi hi v'lachma achulin. He has to bring both it, the carbon, and the bread from chulin. And Rashi explains that once this person said, Harei alay Toida, the moment that the person obligated himself to bring a carbon Toida, what he's saying is that I have to bring the carbon Toida with all the halachas that a carbon Toida brings with it. By saying that, he has to bring the lechem also. And as we're saying in our shir, what does that mean you have to bring the lechem? You have to bring the lechem from... You have to bring the lechem from chulin. So now you can't retract the way this way Rashi explains. Now you can't retract and say, no, I want to be able to bring it from Maisa Sheni. That means even if you said that, even if we hold that you could bring a carbon toida from Maisa Sheni farms, the moment it said, Arele toida min chulin, so that obligated him to bring the lechem as well. Since that obligated him to bring the lechem as well, he has no ability to change that. And there's a very big discussion here. There's a very big discussion here in the Paiskim, and that is that isn't there a halacha that toich kedei dibur? And therefore, even though when he said that he's going to bring the toida from Hegdish, but why don't we say that he has to retract? That's the question Tosfos answers. And Tosfos answers that when we speak about Hegdish, the rule of Toich Kedei Dibur doesn't apply. And the reason it doesn't apply is because there's a famous klal when it comes to Hegdish. So the month somebody obligates himself to bring something to Hegdish, it becomes like you gave it to Hegdish. And therefore, there is no ability even Toich Kedei Dibur to back off. It's very interesting, however, that the Shulchan Aruch paskens that even if somebody did a transaction which involved a physical transfer possession, still you could go back Toich Kedei Dibur. So even if we'll say, as the Shalos HaTshuvos V'Shava Koyin, that shouldn't that be that still give us the ability to retract Toich Kedei Dibur? Says the Tzois that indeed there's a halacha that unless every sale has to involve the consent of the buyer and seller. And Taika de Dibur is doesn't change that. But that's only, he says, when you're dealing with non-Hegdish situation. If you're dealing with a Hegdish such a situation, there's a new rule that as soon as you make up to give something to Hegdish, that means you can't go back. And one of the rayas that the Machna Frayim brings is a question that we've discussed in previous shurim. We know that if somebody just has a machshava, has a thought to do something, the halacha is that you can't, that doesn't have any relevance. But when we speak about Hegdish, there are paiskim that suggest that just thinking about it is enough to make it, is enough to obligate you. If that's the case, we see that Hegdish comes with its own rules. That by Hegdish, just thinking about it, which usually in halacha doesn't really have that much consequence, makes a difference. Similarly here, as soon as you say a relay toida, the halacha is that you have to bring a carbon toida, and you have to bring it, and you said you bring it from chulin, that makes a complete obligation. And there's nothing that could change it, even if you did it, even if you changed the mind, you attracted Taika de Dibur. But if somebody said, toida min ha-maisa, I'm going to bring the toida from the maisa, the lachman min chulin, and he says that I'm bringing the lachman from chulin, Yavi, he has to follow what he said. The toida could come from the maisa, and the lechem could come from the chayva, because the person said that he's bringing the toida. Since he's bringing the toida from the maisa, then the halacha is he could change. He will lachman a maisa, but if he says he's bringing the it and the lechem from the maisa, Yavi has to do what he said. Lo Yavi. Furthermore, when he brings that, lo yavi mechite maisa, you shouldn't bring from the actual chite maisa sheni, el mimos maisa sheni, you should use the money you got for selling maisa sheni. So again, if somebody said, toidim in a maisa, for lachman machulin, the toidim in a maisa, since in this case, it's not considered a dovash of a chayva, he had no obligation to bring. He didn't say toida or lie. He just toida. So therefore, if he said that the lechem from chulin, he could follow through. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, ha'ima arei le lachmi toida. If somebody obligates himself for the lachmi toida, and he did not speak at all about the carbon toida, maybe toida v'lachma. He has to bring a carbon toida and its lechem. And explains the Gemara Mai Tama, because says the Gemara Mai the Yoda Hai Gavra, this person is well aware, the lechem b'lai toida lekriv. There is no option in halacha to bring lechem without the carbon toida. V'ai toida, so even though he only spoke about the lechem, he says he clearly meant also that he meant the toida as well. V'ai toida v'lachma karma. V'ai the amalachma toida. So if he meant both, why did he only speak about the lechem? Soif milsa nokat. He only spoke about the lechem, but he was clearly figuring and including the carbon toida. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody said, in the case where he said, toida min ha-maisa, v'lach min ha-mechulon, yavi k'maish nader, he should do as he said. Amai, ask the Gemara, kimin da amal lachman mechulon, so if he said lachman kahuna, and why don't we say that he also meant to bring the toida from the chulin? As we just said, we follow the end statement. Yavi hiva lachman min hachulin, says the Gemara. You can't compare the situations. Obvious. Shani hasam. Since the person made an explicit statement, the kiva da amal toida min ha-maiser, he made a very explicit statement that he's bringing toida from the maiser. Kiva da amal lachman nasa koyma reilei lachem. Lifted Tyrosa Shaploni. Once he said that he's bringing Karma Taida, it's not to be interpreted that he didn't speak about the Karma Taida. And what it means to say that he's bringing a carbon lechem, lifted Tyrosa Shaploni. He certainly meant to say that he's only bringing the lechem. And the lechem that I brought should be here to bring to be along with the Toida that I brought from the Maisa. Since he explicitly mentioned the Lechem separately, it doesn't include the Toida, and therefore he could bring this from the Maisa. Ask the Gemara if that's the case, that they could be separated. Ask the Gemara, going back to our Mishnah, we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, Reish Dektani, Toida Menachulam V'Lechem and the Maisa. So the Mishnah said, once you said you bring Toida Menachulam, you don't have the option anymore to bring the Lechem and the Maisa. So why over here, the halacha is that you can? Hachanami, says the Gemara, the reason is, why don't we say that what he meant to say was, that the halacha is that he doesn't have to bring lechem at all. The example is not good. A person, the main thing is to come toida. The lechem is only secondary. It only comes because of the toida. But you can't say that the toida is secondary to the lechem. Toida lemifta lachem yasya. Tashma. If somebody says, I'm going to bring a carbon toida without the lechem, or somebody says, zevach b'loi nesachem, you're not going to bring a carbon without the nesachem, kaifanayisim maybe toida v'lachma. He has to bring the lechem. It's not optional. Zevach v'nesachem, the halacha is he has to bring the nesachem. Tama, the reason is, the omar, he said, arelei toida. Avaloi am a toida. If he said a lachma toida, loi. He doesn't have to bring a carbon toida. Not like Rav Huna who says, that once you mention the lechem, you have to bring the toida. Says the Gemara, not true. Who had then afgav the loyam toida? Even if he didn't say toida, he only said a rei lechem. He has to bring the toida. I did the koyle. The only reason that Brisa doesn't mention that case is I did the koyle mes zevach b'loy nechosim. That there it's not possible to say zevach nechosim b'loy zevach because the halacha is that you can bring the sochem alone. That's why the Brisa spoke about this case. But the truth is that if somebody said, Harei Lai Lechem, he has to bring a Karmen Toida. The Brisa said, Harei Lai Toida B'Lai Lechem, Harei Lai Zeva B'Lai Nechassim, he has to bring both. But ask the Gemara Mai, Neder Pesach Yimuhu, why can we say that this is a Neder that's carrying with it right away an annulment clause? By saying this, he could argue that if I would have known that there's no lechem, that I have to bring lechem, I would have never made this obligation. Omer Chizkiah, says Chizkiah, who does this brisa represent? It represents the opinion of Beishamid, Omer Tvois Lashon Rishon, that the halacha is that whenever you have a phrase, Beishamai follows the beginning of the phrase, and we ignore the continuation. Where do we see this? We see this in a Mishnah, in Masechta Nedarim. If somebody says, Reni Nozim and a Gurgus Umanadvelim. If somebody says that he's going to be a Nozir from dried figs or fresh figs, well, we know that that isn't part of the Naziris. Naziris affects wine, etc. Beshame Imrim, he's a Nozir. Why? Because as soon as he said the words, Reni Nozir, he is a full fledged Nozir. And there's no changing that under any circumstances. Beshel Imrim, Beis Hillel says, of course, we look at the entire phrase, and since the entire phrase is essentially a meaningless phrase, what he said is meaningless. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, so that's why over here, the moment he said, a Harayalite Toida, he has all the obligations of a Karban Toida. And even though he continued by saying, B'loy Lechem, the words B'loy Lechem are ignored. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a few times Beis Hillel, we can explain that Bryce is following the opinion of Beis Hillel. If he said explicitly B'loy Lechem, so indeed Beis Hillel says, we look at the entire statement, and there's no such a thing as a Toida B'loy Lechem, and we ignore the statement. But what happened over here was, I wanted to bring a Karma Toida. And he says that if I would have known that it's impossible to bring a Karma Toida without the Lechem, I would have not made the neder harei lo toida b'loy lechem. Elakach, I would have taken on to bring the lechem. So, by saying b'loy lechem, he didn't mean to retract from his neder. He just didn't know what the halach is. And therefore, what's the halach of kaifin? that the halacha is that we have, that the Beis Hillel agrees that it has to be in Toid V'Lachma. If this person, according to the way we just finished explaining, wants to do what's right, and he wants to bring a Karm Toid with the Lechem. So the Gemara, what happened here was, the person said, I'm bringing a Toid B'Loy Lechem. And the halacha is, the moment you say, you're bringing a Toid B'Loy Lechem, he didn't know, as we just finished learning, that is, that there's no such thing as a Toid B'Loy Lechem. So he says, if that's the case, I want to do what's right. And I want to bring a Toida with the Lechem. So we would say, so that's great. Bring a Toida with the Lechem. And that's what we tell him. And now, after thinking it over, so that becomes the Neder. The Neder is to bring a regular Karman Toida and to bring along with it the Lechem. And now he changes his mind. And now he says, well, I don't want to bring such a Karman Toida. And that's what the Bryce is telling us, that once he accepted upon himself to bring the Toida, he can't go back. Tashma, says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Chaymer alay Toida b'loy lechem, Sevach b'loy nesachem. V'omer loy, and now they tell him, there's no such an option. Havei Toida v'lachma, the Zevach v'nechasem, you have to bring the Toida with its lechem, you have to bring the Zevach with its nesachem. V'omer, and he says, Ile Yos Yedei Shekein, if I would know that's the halacha, that if I bring a Karmat Toida, I have to bring Lechem, Lo Yisa Noider. I would never have made a Neder. The halacha is Kaifan Esoi, he has to bring a Toida V'Lechem. V'aymaloi, and what we say to him is we say Shmar V'Shamata. The Pasuk says, Shmar V'Shamata is called Varma Eila Shanoich Mitzavcha. And the halacha is that the Pasuk is telling us that we have to keep our word. And as the Meshech Chachma explains, there's an inherent difficulty with this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shmor, do v'shmata, then listen. How could you do Shmor v'shmata? How could you listen before you know what you have to do? So he explains that what the Torah says is that you should know what the Torah says. And then you can be makabled in the Dorim. And what the Pasuk is teaching us is that you have to do a neder properly. So, Bishlama Lechizkiah, according to Chizkiah, we could explain that this price is following the opinion of Beis Shammai, and we follow the beginning statement, El Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it was following the opinion of Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says, we look at the entire statement, and this person said Toida, and he didn't say Lechem, so the Toida B'loy Lechem, we don't ignore the B'loy Lechem, and if he's not prepared to bring it, he doesn't bring it. So says Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, Havada Beis Shammai, I have no other way to explain it, but saying it's going to Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, the Braisa said that we tell him you have to do what you said because of Shmar V'Shamata. Ask him, what does that mean? Amar Abaya, Shmar Havei Toida. The Pasuk means to say Shmar bring a Toida. The Shamata Havei Lachma, bring the Lechem. That's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. Rava Mishmar Havei Toida V'Lachma. Don't make the Dharma of Toida B'loy Lechem. So what is the Pasuk saying with Shmar V'Shamata? What the Pasuk is telling us is that even though the Shmar is the part that you said, that you're bringing the Neder, that you're bringing a Toida, the Shamata means to say that even if you didn't say the Lechem has to be brought anyway. Hiva Lachman Amaisa, if somebody says that he's going to bring both the Toida and the Lechem from the Maisa, Yavi, he could bring it. Yavi, says the Gemara, doesn't mean that you have to use Maisa. As we mentioned, and as we're going to be learning, bringing the Toida from the Maisa is not that simple. So maybe it's mutter, according to certain opinions, but that's not Lechatchila. So ask the Gemara, Loisagid, Loimaisi, must I bring it from Maisa? I may be allowed to, but I'm not obligated, says the Gemara. Indeed, that's what the Mishnah meant to say. Rav Nachman Rav Chisda Ami, Rotsa, since he said up front that he's bringing it from Meiser, maybe he has the right to bring it from Meiser. However, if he goes back, Vimloi Rotsa, if he decides I'm not using Meiser, because as we're learning, using Meiser is not that simple, so Loyavi, bring it from Chulin, and that's certainly what's preferable because there's no argument that bringing the Tidin Lechem from non-Meiser, from Chulin, is certainly the preferable way to go, and Tavol Bracha.